Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you once lived following the age of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the desires of our flesh, following the wishes of the flesh and the impulses, and we were by nature children of wrath like the rest. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus for the ages to come, that he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it's a gift of God. It's not from your works, so no one may boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in him. The word of the Lord. The Lord made us, we belong to him. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Know that the Lord is God. He made us, his we are, his people, the flock he tends. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for he is good. The Lord, whose kindness endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. The Lord made us, and we belong to him. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest, and he asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." He said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for so many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we hear from the book of Ephesians, this is what we based our theology, our scripture verse, for our Divine Mercy Encounter retreat that we have here in Erie. And it's because God, who is rich in mercy, this is who God is. It's mercy, what he gives to us. And then Paul makes it very clear. This is what we get, what we all believe, Catholics and Protestants, that we are saved by grace. It's what God has done for us, not what we have done for him. And yet, again and again, most Catholics I know are always talking about what we do for God. "You do know, Father, I go to daily Mass." Ooh. Or, "Father, I watch every day on TV." Ooh, look at all the great things you do for God. But that doesn't make us grateful. It makes us guilty when we're not doing all these things. But our life, our relationship with God, should always be based on gratefulness, on what he has done for us. Though we were still sinners, he died for us. He saved you, not you saved you, not me saved me. He saved us. That is grace. We need to cooperate with this grace. And that's what we call our faith and our works. That's how we accept it. But again and again, it's what Jesus did for us, not what we do for him. So today, thank Jesus Christ for dying for you, for saving you, so that you and I could live forever. It's what he did, not what we do. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and